Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, you are the refuge of all that are distressed. Give to each of us today hope and comfort as we gather to mourn Aaron's passing. And teach us to run to you to find comfort in the knowledge of your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Teach us also that by being sheltered by you, the storms of life may pass over us and not shake the peace of God that is within us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our first passage today is from Psalm 91, speaking about the refuge, the dwelling place, the safe place that we can go to, that being our God. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. No evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague shall come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. And the second reading comes from the book of Lamentations, written by Jeremiah. The book of Lamentations doesn't sound like a very happy type of book. But in the middle, in the very middle chapter, chapter 3, in the very middle verses of the entire book, there are extreme words of great comfort. And those are the words chosen for us to read today, ones that Denise had chosen. These words from Lamentations chapter 3. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. We now continue with our song of comfort, Blessed Assurance.